This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to Food Riot. Our food supply has been managed, manipulated, and mandated. A collusion between government and corporations has determined what ends up on our plates. If you value having access to a variety of real, nutrient-dense foods, then join us on our quest for food freedom. Please welcome your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. All right, I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. Thanks for listening in. And I want to encourage everyone to check out our Facebook page. Just search Food Riot Radio and follow us on Twitter. So we have a great show lined up. It's a pleasure to have Liz Reitzig on. She just came out with a new blog post called Nourishing Liberty. And I want to read something that just kind of fired me up before the show tonight. It says, sometimes we might need to make choices that put us in the path of aggression. Sometimes we might need to gently release our own dependence on a perceived authority, or take a courageous and vociferous stand against a law, regulation, or cultural norm. Sometimes this might make us uncomfortable, but taking a position because it is right, even in our discomfort, is our greatest treasure, our most precious gift. This is our power. This is the access to our freedom. It is the solidarity of knowing that we are free and independent individuals capable of sustaining authority over our own bodies. This will allow us to cast off the oppression of the old normal and gracefully leap into the new normal we are creating. Liz, thanks for coming on. And I just found that at the end of your blog, and I found it so inspirational. So are you with us?
Hi, Brad. Yes, thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, I mean, what a great blog post. And you just came out with this new website called nourishingliberty.com. And I just want to know, what got you into the whole food freedom movement? Well, actually, you started out with the Raw Milk Riders, correct? And you've been in this from the very beginning with the grass-fed on the hill, the whole raw milk movement and all that. Why don't you just tell the listeners how you kind of got into that?
Okay, briefly, yeah. I got into it through my children. When my oldest, who's now 11, when she was a baby, she had some pretty bad digestive issues. And in searching for a way to alleviate that, friends and relatives kept suggesting I try her on raw milk. And I finally did. And it helped her a lot. I saw a significant difference in her. So we started a cow share in Maryland. And about a year later, not even a year, the state of Maryland, our Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, which is our health department here, changed a definition and banned cow shares. And as a mom who experienced my child healing from this nutrient-dense, healthful food, it really upset me that somebody who didn't know me, just sitting in an office somewhere, decided what I could or could not feed my family by banning cow shares. That was our access to raw milk here. And that got me involved politically. And it's just snowballed from there where, you know, it's so outrageous what's happening to our farmers, what's happening to mothers who just want to feed their families good, healthy food. It's just something that, like, I can't stay away from. I can't stop working on it.
Well, and I completely understand. I'm in the same boat. You know, I love drinking raw milk. We make our own yogurt and butter and things like that. And it's such a nutrient-dense, delicious food. You know, I don't know what we would do without it. I mean, I have a little daughter as well, and she drinks it along with her mother. And it's such a powerful, good food. I feel completely nourished and satisfied after I consume a glass or two of this stuff. And I cannot imagine why the authorities would want to ban something like this. I mean, why would the officials in Maryland say it's illegal to have a cow share? You can't get raw milk anymore. Who's behind it, do you think?
Well, I mean, there's what they say, and then there's what's really behind it. And, you know, politically they say, oh, it would be our fault if a child got sick, and we don't want that hanging over our heads. And also politically, the Farm Bureau, you know, they say we're opposed to it because if somebody gets sick from raw milk, that's going to make all milk sales go down, and we can't have that. Our dairy industry is failing. And so there's kind of this just sort of excuses for it, really, because our dairy industry is failing anyway.
Well, and the dairy industry is failing
anyway.
Yeah, and I think the dairy industry is failing because people are tired of their pasteurized swill. I mean, no one wants this stuff. I know if I eat even just a little bit of pasteurized ice cream, I break out, and I don't. I think people are really becoming allergic to the pasteurized stuff. You know, I get a stomach ache, and I think that's why a lot of people just said, you know what, I don't even want anything to do with dairy, but they don't realize that raw milk is a great food. Your body absorbs it with all its nutrients and fats and everything. And yeah, I think it's a shame that the Farm Bureau, the CDC, the FDA, all these organizations are kind of vehemently opposed to raw milk and raw milk producers, you know.
That's right.
So I guess, you know, my next question is what is going on in the food movement? Are we winning? Are raw milk farmers, you know, I mean, there's been some cases where they've won in court and some cases where they haven't won. I mean, what is the stance? I mean, are people standing up for food freedom more now than, say, last year at this time?
Well, just to touch on what you're saying before, it's not just exclusively about raw milk. It's about the freedom to choose what we eat, whether it's raw milk or whether it's orange juice or whatever. And it's the criminalization of peaceful human behavior in not being able to choose those foods. As far as if it's gotten better, I think in some instances it has. Certainly we had a huge victory with Vernon Hershberger in Wisconsin in May, where he was acquitted on 3 of his 4 criminal charges. Alvin Schlangen in Minnesota, that was another big victory. But overall, you know, I want to be optimistic. I want to say, yes, things are getting better, but I hesitate because we have the Food Safety Modernization Act that passed a couple years ago, and we are still waiting for the FDA to implement the regulations that go along with that. So while I think that we are seeing some small victories, we're going to see kind of an extension of the regulations, a tightening of the grip a little bit, and hopefully people will get out, protest enough, and just not comply with those regulations, and we'll be able to see access to good, clean, safe local food.
What do you think is going to happen with this Food Safety Modernization Act? Are they going to come to put an end to real food? Do they want to irradiate it? Do they want to, you know, make sure the manure is kept away from the soil, which is essential to producing good crops? I mean, I know that was one of their things, and it seems like the legislation written for that law was, you know, a one-size-fits-all type of law where they want to group the small farmers in with the big farmers, and it's going to be nearly impossible for some of these small farmers to comply.
That's right. It will be. And I think what we're going to see, kind of worst-case scenario in my mind, is that just the talk about the regulations is enough to scare people away from farming. Or maybe they're still going to farm, but they're not going to sell anything. So that's kind of it's going to stop before it starts scenario. And that's kind of my biggest concern about it, because what I'd really like to see is I'd like to see some precedent setting cases here where people, farmers don't comply with the regulations, and then maybe they get prosecuted or maybe they don't. Either way, you know, we have an opportunity to set some precedent there where we can say, this is a peaceful interaction. These are farmers feeding their communities. You know, if they're spreading manure on their gardens in December or February, that's fine. You know, it's not affecting the tomatoes that I'm eating in August. And,
you know, that's
what we need to get back to, is that looking at that each of these laws creates crimes.
Liz, hold that thought. We're coming up on a break, everyone. Please stay with us. This is Food Riot Radio.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. And before we get going on what we were talking about earlier, I just want to announce that RBN is continuing their pledge drive. So for every $100 donation, receive a RBN t-shirt and RBN mug or a 25 copper Republic of Texas round. So please call today, 800-724-2719. And before the break, I was chatting with Liz Reitzig. She has a great new blog called nourishingliberty.com, and we have been chatting about the raw milk and how she got started in this and about the right to choose. And it looks like we have Billy from Alabama on. Billy, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am. What's going on?
What's going on, brother? Do you got a question for Liz or myself?
Yeah, I do. You know, General Mills just changed the formula there for the Cheerios to go non-GMO. Obviously, they were getting calls and complaints about that. Wouldn't you think that's, however that was done, that it should be rolled out for more products, say like Frito-Lay and every other product that uses GMO?
Well, I mean, my two cents in this is I don't even eat Cheerios because, you know, I'm a big fan of the Weston A. Price Foundation. And, you know, the way they make this cereal is they use this high heat and pressure, and it's a slurry, and then they kind of stamp out these O's. And it's really harder for the body to recognize this as food and hard to digest it. So even if it is GMO-free, you know, I still have a hard time eating it. Like, I don't eat organic cereal either. And I would, you know, I encourage other people not to do that as well. I have actually a long article on my Facebook page discussing that exact topic. And I'd also like to add that, what was I going to say here? You know, these cereals, they're toxic in themselves. And there was a study done on cornflakes where rats who ate cornflakes died quicker than the rats that didn't eat anything. And again, this is a study done that the Weston A. Price Foundation has an article on. And just go to my Facebook page and you can check that out. But I guess, yeah, it is a step in the right direction. You know, it's GMO free. However, the oats weren't genetically modified in the first place. So all they really did was get cornstarch that wasn't genetically modified. Liz, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, my larger point, though, is there apparently is a grassroots effort that was able to change a major corporation's direction. Doesn't that give hope to people that, sort of like the Duck Dynasty episode, that people in the grassroots and the social media can actually change the fortunes and outcomes and the business behaviors that have been detrimental to this country?
Well, sure, yeah, you can vote with your dollars, and I think that's what consumers are doing. They realize that some of this food is not good for you. It's toxic. It's causing a lot of rampant disease with, you know, high rates of cancer and heart disease and things like that. And, you know, yeah, I think these food producers are trying to answer the demand. However, I still think they're a little bit underhanded in their approach, as, like I said, Cheerios didn't have a lot of genetically modified ingredients in it in the first place, according to, now you can take this for what it's worth, this Natural News article that I read earlier. But, I would still shy away from it. My whole thing is buy from a local farm, cook, and eat your own foods that you produce. But, Liz, do you have any input on that?
Well, yeah, I'm actually a little more cynical about all of that. The whole Duck Dynasty comparison that you're making, I think that was completely staged. You know, reality TV shows are scripted, and there's really not a lot of truth to it to begin with. And then we have this possibly staged interview, so everybody's talking about it. Well, the end result is more ratings because there's more viewers, more people talking about it, more publicity. It's kind of the same thing with the food industry. You take something like Cheerios, and, you know, I think they switched out the sugar beet, the genetically modified sugar beet sugar, and they switched it out for non-GMO sugar cane. I believe that's what happened. And they're making a big deal about it like they're some kind of heroes. Well, that's the only cereal they're switching out. You know, it's General Mills. It's the only product they're switching out. And it's to say, like, oh, look, see, we can do it. We're great. And they're not. I mean, they're still so compromised. And as Brad was saying, it's an inferior product to begin with. So.
And let me just add this. I just totally forgot about this. General Mills was a huge donator to the against Proposition 37, the bill in California that required food producers to label genetically modified ingredients. So they put forth millions of dollars in opposition towards that movement. So I don't think that General Mills is this cozy company that they're trying to proclaim themselves to be.
No, it's political maneuvering, basically. And they're being pretty effective at it because a lot of people are obviously paying attention and they're cheering about it. But it is political maneuvering.
Billy, did you have another question?
Yeah, I've talked to somebody once that said turpentine in a small amount is good for you. Have you ever heard that claim?
No, I have not. Liz, have you?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Billy, I would recommend staying away from turpentine. I don't think that's too good for you.
Well, I was going to make a choice between either turpentine or paint thinner. I think either one of them clean you right out.
Yeah, or, you know, if you need something to clean you out, just have some kombucha and sauerkraut.
Okay.
That helps aid in digestion, in my humble opinion, and some kimchi. Any fermented foods or beverages really help and aid in, you know, if you need to, you know, go to the bathroom, get a good bowel movement going. Those fermented foods help with that quite a bit.
Well, I agree, and I think always a good, healthy dump always helps, too.
Yes, that is true. Well, Billy, I want to thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. All right, Liz. So where were we? We were talking about, so Cheerios just came out and, you know, said, look at us. We're going to go GMO-free, but they're not going organic and things like that. And cereal with the extrusion process, the high heat and pressure, you know, I recommend people not eating cereal at all. It's not in my cupboard. And again, you know, Liz, I don't know if you read, I'm sure you do, you know, Weston A. Price with the Nourishing Tradition cookbooks about, you know, if you want to eat grains, how to properly prepare them and things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, people out there, if you are going to eat something, I eat oatmeal, but I soak my oats overnight, and that releases some of, I can't remember what the toxin is, but it releases some of that, and it's easier to digest, and it's good. So, Liz, let's get back to what we were talking about earlier is, you know, how you got started with this whole food freedom thing. And where were we before we went on break there?
I think we were just talking about the FSMA, the Food Safety Modernization Act, and how those regulations are a serious threat to our small producers.
Right. And so, and I think we were chatting what you were saying that farmers need to are probably going to have to take a stand in some cases and say, listen, enough is enough. We're not going to take these rules. We're going to break your damn laws. We're not going to abide by your composting laws. We're going to make our fruit, foods the same way we always have. We're going to produce raw milk. And then, I mean, if they do that, what do you think will happen?
Well, that would certainly be the hope. But what would inevitably happen is that there would be a trial, you know, and I don't mean literally a court trial. I mean, there would be arrests, or there would be raids, or there would be confiscation of property or a confiscation of food products, because the government would test kind of, well, how far are the farmers going to go? The farmers are going to test a little bit. How far are the regulations going to go? And so there's going to be like a trial period to see what's going to happen and how far it's going to go.
And we need to really push back hard on this. But everyone, we are coming up on a break. So I want to encourage everyone to check out Liz Reitzik's new website, nourishingliberty.com. And if anyone wants to call in, the 800 number is 800-313-9443. Stay with us. This is Food Riot Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. I am your host, Bradley Butcher Jordan. And before the break, I was chatting with Liz Reitzik from NourishingLiberty.com. It's a new her new blog, and she talks a lot about food freedom issues. She's been here from the very beginning, you know, with the raw milk riders, with the grass-fed on the hill. Liz, you know, why don't we transition to what are some of the farmers out there that are facing legal problems from the state?
Well, one of the biggest national cases right now is Mark Baker in Michigan, and he's having issues with his pigs. He's been raising a heritage breed of pig, and a couple of years ago, the Department of Natural Resources in Michigan declared that his breed of pig was considered a feral pig and was overnight illegal. So that means that Mark, who's been peacefully farming there for about 10 years, one day he's farming legally and the next day he's farming illegally. And they told him he had to depopulate his herd, which means kill all the pigs. These are perfectly healthy animals that he's raising. This is his family's livelihood. This is how they earn their living. It's how they support the farm. And they were just told, depopulate the herd for no reason. There's no health issue, nothing. And so Mark is now suing the state of Michigan for loss of livelihood. But during that whole process, he's not able to sell his pork to his usual market, which was restaurants in Chicago and Detroit. And so he's lost a huge amount of income. And he's also got a lot of stress from it. You know, it's interesting to look at what's happening to our farmers today and kind of compare it to kind of pre-revolution Russia or something, where there's state agents who just arbitrarily come in and steal property or raid farms, and it causes just profound stress on the people who they are doing this to.
Well, yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I had Mark Baker on the show not too long ago, and I've been kind of following his story as well. And the whole idea that they came out with a declaratory ruling, this thing never went through the Michigan State Legislature. It was just a ruling by some bureaucracy of, you know, busybody scumbags that are unelected officials. And then the governor can just kind of ink it into law and secretly, you know, just say, hey, Mark, you know, kill your pigs. And the important thing to understand here is it's really about property rights, because his pigs never escaped. They never hurt anyone or anyone else's property. And essentially they're saying, the state is saying, listen, you don't own your property, right? So, I mean, when you talk about the land of the free, if we're not even allowed to raise hogs, then what are we allowed to do? And it's the same with a lot of these cases where just these bureaucracies, and I guess they need to justify their jobs, and they need to go after and harass peaceful, voluntary people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with these food exchanges between, you know, a peaceful farmer and a peaceful citizen. They're, you know, it's a totally legitimate thing they're doing, but yet the state wants to end it. And I guess, you know, force feed us, you know, GMO free Cheerios.
Right, and absolutely, I couldn't agree more, Brad. It's very legitimate. It's normal. It is totally normal. I mean, look at how people have lived for millennia. They've been, you know, of course, there was a time when people weren't farming, but then, you know, we've been doing that for years now, and that's how people subsist. And then there's voluntary exchange of food within communities, and people have thrived on that as well. It's natural. It's completely normal, and it's peaceful. And yet now, we're being criminalized for it.
Oh, and yeah, and that's just the way the rulers of the world work, I think. They just want to pervert society. They want to take anything that's good and righteous and twist it around and, you know, to turn us all against each other. And it's just, it really is sad to see what government is doing to people. I mean, and we can start with food freedom, and we can talk about schooling as well and all these issues, but it's like they're taking the most natural, seemingly, you know, normal things that human beings should do, and they're twisting it around and like vilifying farmers and their consumers. And I just think, like, the American Pediatrics Association, they came out and they're, you know, calling for a nationwide ban on raw milk and things like that. And I just think it's a shame. I think it's a shame that government and their bureaucracies are doing this, especially. And then Mark Baker, for goodness sakes, they've delayed his trial for what, a year and a half now? Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and it is really ridiculous to see what these folks are doing. And
but the good news is that we don't have to buy into that. You know, we have a choice here, and we can say, look, it might be illegal to raise the kind of pigs that Mark is raising because of that arbitrary law, but that doesn't make it wrong. You know, just like look at our own history in this country. We had slavery, and that was considered okay. And it was illegal, and it was considered not okay by some people to help a slave escape. But eventually, you know, enough thinking changed to realize, you know, this is not okay to codify slavery. And furthermore, it is okay to help somebody get out of that situation. So, the Supreme Court upheld that. I mean, so if you look at law as a basis for what's okay and what's not, I mean, we're going to fail. We're going to fail miserably. So what I want to encourage people to do is kind of look at What do you think is right? Is it right to criminalize a man for raising a heritage breed of pork that he's been raising for 10 years and overnight it's a crime? It's not right. And people who look at it that way, we'll realize that there's so much of what's going on with our farmers that it might be illegal, but that it's not, there's nothing wrong with it. Just like distribution of milk, just like feeding communities meats that are butchered on the farm, you know, all of these things. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, you know, I look at raw milk and some of the, and Mark Baker's hit with his pig situation, similar to the prohibition on alcohol, you know, where, you know, they used to have people on the streets and breaking open the liquor bottles, and now they've had people in Georgia a few years back dump out all their raw milk. And, you know, it is crazy to see this, but you're right. Like, we can win, you know, and the ultimate way to win is with the market. I think the market can trump government any day of the week. So consumers just need to, you know, I mean, support their local farmers. And
absolutely.
And you know what? The food is a little bit more expensive. You know, the raw milk is more expensive. The grass-fed beef is more expensive. But, you know, like Joel Salatin said, have you priced cancer? You know, these nutrient-dense foods are healing foods as well. So when you eat these foods, you know, yes, you're paying a little bit more up front, but I think you'll get more in the back end if you stick with these whole organic nutrient-dense foods as opposed to, you know, buying frozen pizzas and boxes of Cheerios at the grocery store.
Absolutely. And there's also producing your own. I mean, these are the two biggest things anybody can do to support food freedom and to support peace and freedom in general is buy from a local farmer and produce some of your own food. Even if you're just growing your own herbs, I mean, do something, put something out there so that you're contributing something to the overall.
Right. And on top of that, on top of producing your own food, it feels good to break the law sometimes. I mean, right, Liz? I feel kind of good buying raw milk and buying certain foods and knowing that the farmers that I buy this stuff from, they're probably not going to report it to the tax man. And I'm all right with that.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It feels great sometimes because you know that what you're doing, while illegal, is actually the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's liberating. You feel freedom. You feel good. You're supporting your local farmer. I mean, there's nothing better than, you know, people are so disconnected with their food that they don't understand, like, why they're getting sick, what's wrong. And I see my farmer. He's the guy that actually gives me the product. It's not some salesman, some middleman, some grocery store change. I go right to the source. I get it, shake his hand. We chit chat for a little bit and I'm on my way. But like, I think that's what people have become, is so disconnected in today's world. And we're so caught up in consumerism and consumptionism. Unfortunately, though, it's not for the right stuff. Like, we need, you know, everyone wants new cars and new TVs and movies and things like that. And they want to spend all their money on all this junk when they should really probably, you know, say, wait, I don't need two brand new cars. I don't need all these TVs. I just need some good food and good company and good people. And I think that's and I think that's what, you know, these farmers bring. It brings communities together. And that's why I really liked your blog. You know, you did make the comparison between slavery and this food movement, but I think it helps bring people together too. I mean, what is the latest with what was that issue in Maine where a lot of communities came together over food issues? Do you remember what that was about?
Well, are you talking about the local food ordinances in Maine, or are you talking about the Foxborough, Massachusetts hearing?
Well, we can chat about both of those after the break. We're coming up on a break, everyone. I'm chatting with Liz Reitzig from NourishingLiberty.com. Please check it out. Stay with us, everyone. This is Food Riot Radio.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening in. This is Food Riot Radio, and I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. I have on the other end of Skype Liz Reitzik, who has her own blog, Nourishing Liberty, and we've just been chatting about food freedom and what the next step is, and you know how people are coming together in communities and supporting these local farmers. And it looks like we have Russ from Missouri. Russ, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Brad.
And, hey, what's up, brother?
Well, I've been listening, and I had been given some information that your show was about legal issues, and I had a whole bunch I wanted to share about legal issues, but I've been listening to you and Liz talk about food and the fight that the, individuals and smaller farms have been having with the corporate powers. And I just couldn't help but, throw in here into the, even just, let's put it this way, a thought-provoking question. It's all about power. And that's what we're talking about. And they want to have power over us, and they want us to be powerless. And one of the ways that they keep us powerless is to have us undernutrition. And if we actually gain ground in nutrition ourselves, as you folks talk about, and awesome information there to both of you, we will be continue to be powerless. So we have to ask ourselves, where does the power, where does government derive its power from? And then where do we derive our power? Because it is all about power, and it is clearly a fight to cripple us. So I could go on for a long time, but I don't want to step over you, Liz, or you, Brad. But in the court fight, I believe you said something earlier just a few minutes ago, Liz, about there's going to have to be a trial.
Well, there's going to be, like, I don't necessarily mean physically a court trial, but there's going to be a kind of a period where they're going to be testing boundaries.
Well, but if we do, so they create the law that says we can't have raw milk, and so we say, well, we're not going to abide by that law, we're going to have raw milk. So they charge us. So we are going to end up in a courtroom.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
I would put out there that if we hire bar-approved attorneys, we're never going to win. So what's our other option?
Well, you could hope for jury nullification, and if you said you don't want to hire a bar-approved attorney, then I guess you could represent yourself with a jury of your peers, but, you know, some people don't even believe they can provide us with a jury of our peers.
Well, I think a couple of the good options are to keep talking about it, because the more we can transform people's thinking on this, you know, why is it a crime? Why is this a crime? And just keep asking that question. People's thinking will change on it. And then also just massive, massive noncompliance. I mean, what's going to happen if everybody's trading milk with everybody else? There is no way to enforce that. And there's no way to criminalize everyone for that. They're trying to pick off individual farmers here, and very effectively, I might add. But if it comes to just a mass of people saying, you know what, I don't even need to do this, but, you know, Brad, I'm going to sell you a gallon of milk today. And then we just, all of us, to the extent that we can, all of us do that.
Well, one of the things that, like I said, I have prepared for a lot of, just it surrounds me right now, legal issues. One of the things about the courts, and if we're going to do this, and we must, and people are doing this, in the current court system, it's about making a deal. It's not about justice. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but we can, particularly if we're innocent, particularly if we are, no one is perfect, but if we strive to be pure, in other words, we are growing our own food, whether it be raw milk or whether it be a special breed of pig or whatever it may be, we are committing a crime. We are creating no victims. We are being responsible to ourselves and our people around us. So in other words, we are standing under what I would call a banner of truth. We have done no wrong, and yet here is a court, a corrupt court, very corrupt court, wanting to charge us. And the whole purpose is to get us to stop doing what we're doing. So if we will take a stand on our innocence, on the truth, and just belligerently stand, at a best, we'll stalemate them.
Well, and
remember that.
Well, let me just interrupt you real quick. And when you say take a stand, there was a farmer in Wisconsin, Vernon Hirschberger, who did take a stand. He wouldn't take any plea bargain. He said, you know what? I'm innocent. And he won. He got the jury nullified the case. Isn't that correct, Liz?
Yeah, that's what happened. He had four criminal charges against him, and they acquitted him on three of those charges.
Right, and the last one was just kind of, I can't remember what it was, but it was kind of some BS.
It was the violation of the hold order, but he was acquitted on all three of the licensure charges.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, farmers and individuals are going to have to take a stand. And, you know, in a lot of these cases, a lot of people pack the courtrooms. I know, like, Mark McAfee and Liz Reitzig and other small farmers will come to the aid and pack these courtrooms full of people in support of food freedom. So I think that's part of it. And sometimes they've won and sometimes they haven't. Right, Liz?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, and all I'm putting out there is for the people who are listening and who are interested in this, that we are going to have to take our power back. And so then the last thought-provoking question would be, where do we derive our power from? And when we answer that question, we will find a greater power to stand against these criminals who call themselves our government and who are trying to put us underneath their thumb. I want to thank you both for letting me share a little bit of airtime with you tonight. I'll continue listening. Be blessed. I mean, if you got questions or want to hear more, I'd be happy to stay. But you guys are talking about food, and I want to talk about legal issues. So,
all right. Well, thank you, Russ, for calling in. We appreciate it. And those were some thought-provoking questions. If ultimately the state was, you know, so aggressive towards small farmers and all of our other rights, then yeah, people would have to take a stand. You know, would that mean some kind of revolution? I mean, who knows, Liz? What do you think? I mean, what would people do?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of scary when people think in the abstract of noncompliance, but I think if people can sort of begin to think about it now, like, what is the line for you? What will you comply with and what will you not comply with? Is it okay to comply with all the licensure and all the regulations on food? Okay, but maybe you wouldn't comply with something else that involved people. Just kind of figure out where your own boundaries are in all of this, because there does come a point when we need to say, look, this has gotten to a ridiculous degree, and here's my line. Here's what I'm not going to comply with anymore.
Right.
And for everybody, it's different. It, you know, it's And everybody's got to make that. It's a personal choice, you know? It's like choosing food. Like, where is your line that you're going to draw with your, with what you're willing to comply with?
Right. And I think the outcry is growing. You know, a lot of people are coming out against, you know, genetically modified foods, and that's good. But I really wish a lot of those people would focus on just buying from small local farmers, you know, like the farmers we've been talking about, like the Mark Bakers, the Vernon Hirschbergers, things like that. I mean, that's how you win. You know, there is a huge upswelling for organic foods. Like, it's been growing, I think, at a rate of 25% a year. So, I mean, and it's going to continue to grow, and demand is going to continue to rise for these whole nutrient foods. And you're right. You know, it's like the market is starting to win. I mean, you see more whole foods being built. You know, and once more and more people find out about raw milk and the benefits of raw milk, I think you're just going to see that increase as well. And, you know, hopefully we can get more states like California that they could actually sell it in retail stores, you know?
Well, but then, you know, there's some benefit to having it be the direct farm-to-consumer transaction. That does not need to be regulated. Whereas if you go through a third party, a store, that usually is. And
oh, yes.
I think we have a more solid ground to stand on when we advocate for the direct farm-to-consumer transactions that don't need the state regulation. It's very much a personal relationship. And yeah, it's always, always worth the effort. You know, we would have a completely different landscape economically, environmentally, nutritionally, if people sourced from farms near them, local foods, organic foods. And it doesn't, I don't mean certified organic, but just what you were saying, Brad. I mean, that's so vitally important.
Right.
People do have that access right now. They have that ability. And if you make the effort, we would have a completely different landscape.
Right. And you just got to go. I mean, there's local food markets that you can go to that has a lot of these small organic farmers with the farmers right there. You can ask them questions. I mean, there's ways to get out of the food pharmaceutical complex, I like to call it. And yeah, it just starts with, like Liz was saying earlier, individual choices. And we all have that choice to decide what foods we want to put in our body. You know, there's... I know the government does exist, but, you know, we still have choices, right? We can still choose what to eat, and we can still choose what laws to abide and things like that. And what was my last point here? I wanted to say, you know, yeah, like Liz was saying, you know, there should be the right to go right directly to the farmer and not have to go to the retail store like many of us are addicted to. And I agree with that, and I guess I was just thinking about, you know, how I've been looking at a trend of like Whole Foods that are growing in popularity and Chipotle's that are growing in popularity. And I think that's good too, but Liz is right. We do need to be able to connect with the farmer as well. And Liz, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to encourage everyone to check out nourishingliberty.com. Liz, any final thoughts?
Well, thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me on. And just one final thought. Another great resource for people to connect with local farmers is farmmatch.com. It's a website completely dedicated to building community through food, and it shows on a map where you can find producers, restaurants, farmers markets, and buying clubs near you.
All right, Liz. Thanks again. Everyone
Thank
who's
you.
Listening, check out nourishingliberty.com. I'm your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. Please stay with us for hour number two.
Radio, hosted by Brad the Butcher Jordan. For more information on Food Right Radio, please check out his Facebook page. Just search Food Right Radio and follow him on Twitter. Thanks for listening in to Food Right Radio.